Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, let's go back to 1982. Little Cool in the Gang. I am pumped about this. Denton is fired up about this. Most of you know that by now. We've been in on Jaden Daniels from the moment it looked like there was a chance to get him. Good morning, everybody. We have two guests currently scheduled, but a lot of people you will hear from on the show today, but Mike Jones from The Athletic will join us at 11. Ben Standing will be on with us at 12. But we now know for sure it's Jaden Daniels. Perhaps a bit anticlimactic last night. We had gotten to the point, I think, the last few days or even the last week where this seemed very much like the direction they would go in, especially if they were seeing Daniels the way much of the league did, which was as the consensus number two quarterback in the draft for some, as we've heard for the last month or so, and then learned last night, actually the number one quarterback in the draft. But it made it, I guess, sort of anticlimactic when Goodell walked to the stage. Now, if you're on social media, on draft night, Twitter, X in particular, the reports start flying sometimes 2 to 3 minutes before the commissioner officially announces the pick about who the teams will take. So you get that a little bit early on social media. But I think most of us had a high level of confidence that it would be Daniels last night. Funny, Denton, I don't know if you picked up on this with Adam Peters last night. He actually admitted that the league didn't want them to send the card up too quickly. They wanted the drama of what Washington would do to play out a little longer even though Peters and the team knew exactly what they were going to do. For a while now, they've known, as Peters talked about last night, and you're going to hear a lot from Adam Peters on the show today. But it's now official. You know, they have a quarterback that they believe can really do it. I'm with them on this one. Of course, none of us, including them, the team, can say for sure where this goes from here because we all know the history. You know, history is exposed draft night as the ultimate crapshoot. You know, it's actually unfair to compare it to a crapshoot. You've got better odds on a dice table than you do in a draft, but I feel good about it. As good as I've felt about anything they've done in a long time, and there are a couple of reasons for that, but get ready for a show. I don't know how the show ends because so much goes into this, but Jaden Daniels is going to give this franchise a talent jolt at the quarterback position that it hasn't had enough of for years now. You've got exceptional talent now at the most important position on the field. All due respect to the Howells and the Heinekes. All right, Jaden Daniels is a world-class talent at quarterback. But we know, as fans, that the position is a lot more than that. And that's where kind of the mystery for everybody lies. He can throw it. He can run it. There's no doubt about it. He appears to be able to do a lot of the stuff that the position requires at a high level talent-wise. But does he have the other stuff? Adam Peters believes he does. Many others believe that he does. Will the coaching staff and the supporting cast be the right fit here in Washington for his talent? Will the biggest concern that most had, his skinny frame, will it turn out to be a fatal flaw? We don't know today. We don't. But man, I believe strongly that they had to do this. He's a guy that just has so much that you had to take the big swing last night. You know, last night, by the way, the league spoke about as loudly as it ever has on the importance of quarterback. Six taken in the first 12 picks, the most by far that quickly. One team, Atlanta, who just paid you-know-who $100 million, they decided they still needed to take a big swing, even if it was for a down-the-road successor. Man, the league has been speaking loudly about the position for years, as we know, but last night may have been the loudest. Six taken in the top 12. Many of the evaluators believing that two or three of them weren't really deserving of even first-round grades. There were another two to three teams, by the way, that reports were desperately trying to get one last night by trading up, and they didn't land one. What a night overall for the NFL. 275,000 people attended this draft in Detroit. No offense to these people. There is no way you could pay me to go stand for hours at an NFL draft. Just personal preference. Bless their hearts, those people. Actually, some in that crowd almost looked like plants. Interesting creatures in the crowd. But anyway, today we know that it's Jaden Daniels. And we also know this. Dan Snyder wasn't the owner of the team for a draft for the first time in 24 years. We don't have to suspend reality anymore. We can take this much more seriously than we ever have anything they've done on this particular night. Not that in the moment on these nights in the past, we didn't wrap our brains and our hearts around all of this, but we knew deep in the recesses of our brains that more likely than not, arrogance and stupidity would undermine whatever they did. You know, you just always had that guy in the way to mess it up. And we don't have that anymore. We don't know much about this new regime yet. We just know it's not the old regime. And that gives me, for the first time in a long time, as we've talked about going back to July, some legitimate hope that you have adults, professionals, that are going to be able to do their jobs without interference, without somebody saying, hey, there's a guy that went to high school with my son. That's who I want. Man, Adam Peters was pretty damn sure last night. Maybe Adam Peters will look silly 3 years from now. Dan Quinn as well. Cliff Kingsbury and everybody else out there. But at least right now, we can look at this and take it seriously. We can look at this and say, it's got a chance. It's got the best chance that anything's had around here in a long, long time. God, I love the player. I talked about this, you know, I know, to the point where some of you are like, okay, enough already. We get it. You like Jaden Daniels. I think some of what you heard last night prior to the pick, if you were watching some of the draft build up, I thought Nick Saban spoke very well about him, and we've got some of that sound that we'll play a little bit later on in the show. But this is a guy that just had one of the greatest college football seasons at the position that for fans of the sport we've ever seen. I mean, there have been some great seasons. RG3 had some great seasons. He also had, you know, severe injury at Baylor. Marcus Mariota, who's on the team, had a phenomenal college career at Oregon. Played more in a spread-style offense, though. Joe Burrow's 2019 passing numbers all-time, some of which may never be matched. But as I said yesterday, and I've said before, there was something about watching Jaden Daniels in context, not on film, not, you know, with a bunch of analytic numbers backing up the film, but when you watched in context, in tone, game situation, score situation, you realized what they were up against as a team because of how bad and how gross their defense was. He carried them. He just carried them with throwing the football at a super high level, running it at a level that we probably haven't seen anybody do, maybe Lamar Jackson. Without him, they wouldn't have won 10 games. I've had many of you say, well, they didn't win anything. Well, they won 10 games. They won 20 in 2 years. They were 12-4 in the SEC in 2 years with a defense that gave up 47.3 points in each of its losses this past year. They would have won half the games they won without him. Yep, he had two first-round receivers, no doubt. He also had a tight end that will get drafted very high next year. He also had a left tackle that'll get drafted very high next year. That's not a problem for me. I mean, Michael Penix Jr. had a lot around him as well. And so did J.J. McCarthy. Drake May, not nearly as much around him. But I think one of the things we learned about Daniels as college football fans watching him this year is that he was not only a great playmaker, he was an outstanding distributor. Now, the talent around him allowed him to be a very good distributor of the football. You heard probably, in some cases, because you tuned in last night for the first time, a lot of people with much higher levels of expertise than any of us have speak to the fact that this guy is not Lamar Jackson. He may be when he takes off and runs, but this is a guy that's much more advanced as a passer. Many people believing, and I felt the same way, that it was hard to find a better pocket passer of any of the college quarterbacks coming out. There are some things that are concerning, certainly for me, as I mentioned, the frame. It doesn't matter the 6'3 and 5'8, nearly 6'4 and 210. I mean, look at some of the pictures of him, you know, out of uniform, and even look at him in uniform. He's skinny. He is. Randall was skinny. Lamar, not so much. By the way, RG3 was thicker as an overall body type, I believe, than Jaden Daniels. I'm not sitting there, you know, staring at them both, standing side by side, one in 2012, one in 2024. But he appears to be skinny. He took a lot of chances as a runner, and he took some big hits. And I know some of you believe this is way too big of a risk because he's going to get broken in half at the NFL level. You may turn out to be right. We'll see. He bounced up from a lot of those hits. They were playing SEC defenses. By the way, not all the SEC defenses were good defenses. Okay, Florida's defense, which he carved up, 606 yards of total offense, was garbage. Mississippi's defense was garbage. So it now, some of the defenses, Texas A&M, Alabama, Auburn, some of these defenses that he carved up were really good defenses and better defenses than anybody that Caleb Williams or Drake May faced. Although Florida State was a pretty good defensive team, but LSU faced them as well. That's a concern. It's my number one concern. It has been from the beginning. And he's going to have to be more intelligent when he takes off as a scrambler. He's going to have to be more intelligent when they have designed runs, when they have option runs. He can't take those big hits. Availability is the most important ability, as people have said over the years. And I think they're going to want him available because I don't think we've seen anything like him on this roster in a long, long time. We haven't seen anything like him, certainly athletically and playmaking-wise, on the roster since 2012. And that's where I wanted to just end this opening segment. And I do want to take calls. I want your reaction this morning at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Now that we know for sure, what do you think? Phone lines are open if you want to jump on. But I've had a lot of you say phone calls, tweets, emails, etc. We're getting RG3 number two. And that to me is part of the Snyder PTSD syndrome. I guess that's repetitive there. But it is part of the Snyder PTSD. I think we understand that there was an environment that RG3 came into that was not healthy for him or the franchise. Hopefully we don't have any of that kind of shenanigans anymore. We're not going to have an owner separating player from other players or from coaching staff. We're not going to have a player come in here and be entitled. We also have a player that's different than RG3. This is more of a overall athlete from the ability to see things. Yeah, he took some big hits, and RG3 did at Baylor as well, but they're just different. I think RG3's ability as a thrower was top-notch. I still think RG3's got a big-time arm, but the processing, the reading of defenses, the advanced state in which Jaden Daniels is in right now, RG3 wasn't there. One of the things Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan had to sit down and explain, probably with crayons, to Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder was, if we do this, we are not going to be able to play football the normal way. We have some ideas to get him on the field as a rookie, but he is very new and very inexperienced at throwing from the pocket. And we don't know how that will develop. We're good at developing quarterbacks, but we don't know how it'll turn out with him. But we do have some ideas on what we can do. And whether or not Dan and Bruce actually understood what they were explaining is not the point. The point is that's not going to be the case with Jaden Daniels. He's a much more advanced passer, and a passing game quarterback than RG3 was. And I've said this many times. To me, whenever I heard anybody describe Jaden Daniels as a straight-line track athlete, I knew these people had not watched him. And most of you now know, having watched at least the highlight reels. This is a guy that makes people look silly at times in the open field. Is it Michael Vick? No. Is it Lamar? Not necessarily, but it's high level. Robert would run right into a brick wall and not see it. But if there was daylight, no one was going to catch him. By the way, nobody's going to catch this dude either. I can't wait for this. As excited about this program as I've been in a long time, but there's so much more they have to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.